Good morning again. We are in Maseches Tshumos. We are in the fifth parak. We're up to Mishnah Dalet. We've been discussing a number of cases where Truma, whether it's Tahar Truma or it's Tameh Truma, gets mixed up together with Chulin. We described a number of cases where either the Chulin was Tameh or the Truma was Tameh. Here we have an interesting case. We have Sa'ah. Mishnah Dalet reads as follows. Sa'ah Truma Tameh Ashnaf Lameh Sa'ah Truma Tahira. So now you have Truma that gets mixed up with Truma. So it's not Truma and Chulin, it's Truma that gets mixed up with Truma. The problem is that the one Sa'ah that got mixed up is the Sa'ah Tahira, which is mixed up into a hundred, the other way around. You have a Sa'ah, one Sa'ah of Truma, which is Tameya, which is impure, gets mixed up in a hundred Sa'ah of Truma Tahira. So here you have Bishamai Oysrin Beisilim Atirid. Bishamai says the whole thing is Asr, and Bishilil is Matir. So now the Mishnah is going to explain exactly the thought process. But the basic issue over here is that there's a discussion amongst the Rishonim, and it gets down to the Paiskim. What happens when you have two things which are mutter that get mixed up with each other, but they have different halachic statuses? Is there a concept of bittel? The idea of bittel that we know, does it work when you have dvarim heterim with dvarim heterim? So here you have truma with truma. Can truma be mevatel truma, or perhaps do you need to have chulin to be mevatel truma? Here you have two things that are both truma, except that one is truma tahira and one is truma tameya. So Beis Shammai says the whole concept of bittel of 100 to 1 does not even start when you're dealing with two parts that are both truma. Beis Hillel Emrim, Beis Hillel Matirim. So now here's the discussion that happens between the two of them. Amr Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. The Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, "Hayal utahira asura lezarim, utameya asura lekehanim." They present a very simple, logical argument. They're saying, hold on a second. If you have Truma Tahira, which is Asr only to Yisraelim, and you have Truma Tameh, which is Asr only to Kehanim. So now, if Truma Tahira can create a situation where you have Bittel, so then Truma Tameh should do the same thing. Why should it be any worse? So Amar Lahem, Beis Shammai said, no, that's not comparable. You can't compare the two cases. Because they found another point. When you're discussing the Truma, we're talking about Chulin, which is Kal. Chulin is not such a Chomer thing. It's only us. It's Mutter to Zarim. It's Mutter to a regular Yisrael to eat. So, Mhelu Achulin Akalin Amutarim Lazarim. Esa Tahira. He says you can't compare a case where chulin, which is mutter to Yisraelim, are going to be mevatel something which is also tekianim, to a case where the item that you're trying to use to create the bittel, to create the 100-to-1 ratio, is aser to Yisraelim to eat. So in other words, it's incomparable because the item that you're trying to use to create the bittel is much more chumer in this case. Ultimately, the Yerushalmi explains that after going back and forth, Beis Shammai agreed to Beis Hillel. We're going to leave out that argument, but ultimately they came from proving the punishments, whether it is an Avoyin Misa, or whether it's just an Isser Asay. But ultimately, Beis Hillel was able to get Beis Shammai to admit in this case. The Mishnah says, La'achar Shahaydu, after they agreed, that there would be a concept of Bittel. So now we have a question. So you have 100 Sa'ah of Truma Tahira against one Sa'ah of Truma Tameya, so there is going to be Bittel. Now what happens? So it's Rabbi Elazar Omer, Terem V'Tisarif. Still you have to take out one Sa'ah, make believe that was the Sa'ah that fell in. We say the Sa'ah that you took out is the one that fell in. You take it out and burn it as Truma Tameya. Chacham Omerim of the B'miyutah. Chacham say, no, in this case there's no need to take it out. It has been Bittel, it is lost, it is completely dissolved and everything else, we don't try to identify it. The only time we take out a Sa'ah, according to the Chachamim, is if you owe the Kehanim a Sa'ah of Truma, you have to take one out and say, this is the Sa'ah that belongs to the Kehanim. Here, the whole thing is Truma, so just mix all the 101 together, give it all to the Kehanim, and they are able to eat it properly. One second.